Warwick Hadfield, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
Three Australians have made it through to the final of the pro surfing in Tahiti. How are they going?
Well, in these quarterfinals that have just been underway, in fact, one's still going underway, Owen Wright, the first Australian, he made it through to the semi-finals. He beat Italo Ferreira. But the next two have sustained losses. Gabriel Medina, the world champion, beat Kai Otten. And CJ Hobgood literally barreled out Josh Kerr on the final wave just a few moments ago. So at the moment, there's only going to be one Australian in the semi-finals. But there's the other final, the other quarterfinal that's on right now. It's one to relish, Fran. Kelly Slater first met his opponent, Jeremy Flores, when Flores was 14. Now, Flores is now 27, so it says a lot about just what an enduring champion this Kelly Slater bloke is. He's 43 and he's still surfing well enough to be into, well, he's winning this quarterfinal to make it to the semi-finals of a major professional surfing event. It really is one of the great sporting careers of all time, Fran.
And Warwick, in the AFL, a couple of very happy people in the news this morning.
Yeah, well, look, Carlton have appointed a new coach. His name's Brendan Bolton. He's only 36, and he's got this perma-pressed grin. And it's stark contrast to the always grim visage of Mick Morton.
That's true,
Morton.
Isn't it?
It is. So he's pretty happy. I mean, he's never played in the AFL. He played all his football in Tasmania, particularly with North Hobart, where he's very successful. And he had been an assistant coach at Hawthorn, and they're always a happy team at Hawthorn. But anyway, he's moving over to Carlton. And look, another happy chappy, Paul Chapman, is going to play one last game on his favourite MCG. He's a three-time premiership player, a Norm Smith medalist, had a great career with Geelong, has had 2 years at Essendon, and he's decided that this game against Richmond this weekend will be his last. And congratulations to Paul Chapman. I watched his first game and I've watched his last game this weekend, Fran. It's been a great career for him.
Terrific. And just finally, the Southern Stars, they're just one win away from winning the Ashes, but you're not going to see it on the television. You will, though, hear it on the radio.
You will. ABC Grandstand has done a great job covering the Southern Stars. Complete tour of England, the one days, the test match, and the three T20s now, which stand between Australia and winning the Ashes. There will be, Channel 9 have decided to broadcast the final T20. Why they're not broadcasting this one tonight, which is going to be the one that everyone wants to see if Australia wins and reclaims the Ashes. It's a big moment for Australian cricket we know what's happened with the fellas losing the Ashes. The Australian women have really done extraordinarily well, and it just says, the investment that Cricket Australia has made in the women's side is really returning dividends now, and hopefully that Elise Perry, look, what a story she is. She started out as a bowler who batted at number 10 and 11. They're now using her as an opening batsman and a top order batsman in these games, Fran. It's been a stunning career for her, and she's only about 25.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So there's a long way to go there, and hopefully that reclaiming the Ashes will be a highlight of that career, Fran.
Go the Southern Stars. Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good on you.